Welcome to Audio Articles. I'm Chris, the editor of the Articles Ministry at Crossroads Church. On our site, we have hundreds of articles answering the biggest questions of faith and offering biblical wisdom for the unique life situations that we all find ourselves in. But sometimes reading isn't super fun, so we created this weekly podcast to give your eyes a break and have the author of each article read their work to you. However you're tuning in, we thank you for joining and hope you enjoyed today's reading. Let's go.
Do Dogs Go to Heaven? By Brent Sewer. I love animals. Always have. I grew up in a family that had tons of pets. A cat, tons of fish, snakes, lizards, frogs, turtles, hamsters, and even a hedgehog. No lions, tigers, and bears, sadly. But my favorite pet, hands down, is my childhood dog. I could write on and on about how much I love this dog, but to keep things real short, I'll just say she's a good girl. I'm fortunate to say that she's still kicking and somehow is still able to play fetch. This year she'll be turning 16, and unfortunately, she's not retrieving the ball as fast as she once did. Like any loving person who has an elderly pet, I wonder what's next for my dear friend. Maybe you're like me, and you've got an elderly pet that's approaching its final days. Maybe you've recently lost a pet and are curious if you'll ever be reunited. Or maybe you feel some remorse for a horsefly you just swatted and are wondering if they're currently drinking fruit juice out of a coconut on a heavenly insect beach. No matter your situation regarding animals in the afterlife, we can turn to scriptures together to see what might be beyond this world for our animal companions. Do dogs go to heaven? The Bible never says whether dogs go to heaven. In fact, it doesn't say if any pets get to heaven after they die. But it has been a question that biblical authors have been asking for millennia. In Ecclesiastes 3:19-21, the writer Solomon says, "For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beast is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth?" There's no clear answer, but that doesn't definitively mean heaven is absent of pets. So why isn't there a verse that says we may see our fluffy or slimy friends one day after they pass? It's because the Bible isn't a question and answer book for every possible life encounter. It's a story of humanity's brokenness and God's pursuit to redeem us and bring us into relationship with Him. Now, Scripture is clear that humans are made in the image of God and that we are created to hold the divine spirit of God. No other thing in creation has these uniquely divine characteristics, not even angels. And the capacity to hold the Holy Spirit is core to our human identity. It's critical for our salvation and our adoption as sons and daughters of God. This is why God loves you and I so much. It's why Jesus laid down his life on the cross for us. Not just so we'd be saved and able to live with God in eternity, but so we'd be elevated as children and heirs of the living God. When it comes down to it, I am a child of God. My dear childhood dog is not. So will animals be in heaven? And will my dog be there? I think so. In fact, throughout parts of the Bible, from an Old Testament prophet to the writings of Paul, to the last book of the Bible, Revelation, animals are mentioned as being in heaven. Whether these animals previously lived on earth or had been restored in heaven, or they are completely new animals just to be seen in heaven, it's all unknown. But what is clear is that heaven will be a very different experience for animals than it would be for you and me, as humans are made to be in relationship with God. I believe heaven's going to be perfect, and that God knows what I love. In his love for me, I think my dear furry friend will be waiting for me. I also think that the neighbor's cat that always hissed at me will burn in hell. That's a joke. Chill out. I just think that heaven will be different for my dog than it is for me. God is cool like that. Now, am I 100% confident I will see my friend again? No. Will I lack anything in heaven if they aren't there? Not a chance. I trust God that it will be perfect. Recently lost a pet or considering end-of-life options for them? It sucks. I've been there and I know it's painful. Despite what some people think, it hurts when an animal dies. I think it's more than okay to grieve. In fact, I believe God mourns with you too. He cares about what hurts you, no matter how small or furry. That's the kind of God I worship, and maybe one day I'll be worshiping him with my golden doodle on my lap.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Audio Articles. Find all of our written and audio articles at crossroads.net/articles or click the link in this episode's description. Make sure to subscribe so you get the alert right away when the next episode comes out. We will see you next time.